Part 26, Chapter 4. Somebody else had been busy in the last 2 hours. A different music was playing. It was very noble and dignified. It sounded vaguely familiar to Johnny, and then he remembered that a cadet had found a pile of what he called records. Big things if you ran a rose thorn held in a paper box around an endless circular groove and put your ear close. It sounded like 20 or 30 instruments playing. The ancient label on the record, mostly faded out, said the name of the piece was the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra, Lohengrin. This music was much like that, but deeper, fuller, quite impressive. Johnny suspected the small gray man had had a hand in that. Something from his ship? Music for the delegates to arrive by, of course. And something else that must be from the small gray man's ship. There was a screen meshed so you could see through it, all around the firing platform, and Dr. Allen was finishing putting it up.
Disease control,
he said cryptically as Johnny passed by. Sweaty Chinese engineers crawled out of a duct hole with cheery faces. They had air circulating in and out now. The smoke had already cleared away. A good thing, thought Johnny. A lot of different atmospheres would momentarily be whiffing across the platform at the instant of coincidence of spaces, and during recoil especially. And the mobs of Chinese refugees from the village had changed too. They may have lost their village, but they had saved their possessions, and these had been scattered about. Now the untidy bundles had vanished. Children and dogs were quiet down in the rifle pits, and parents and others that had no immediate duties were standing about. They had on what must be their best clothes. An honor guard came out of a bunker and finished neatening themselves up with a tug here and a buckle there. Six of them, different nationalities, all in their best uniforms. No weapons, but the shafts of pennons. An aged Chinese gentleman. No, a Buddhist communicator dressed to look like a Chinese, wearing a silk robe with designs on it and a small cap, was taking position at the head of the honor guard. Of course, somebody who spoke Cyclo to greet the arrivals, yet who looked like a dignitary. It would be 3 or 4 minutes until the first one appeared, and Johnny walked toward the ops room. He didn't get in. The boy, Kwong, sprinted out, going somewhere fast, and Sir Robert popped out of the door and called after him.
And tell Stormalong to bring that other recognition book, too!
The boy hardly checked his pace, nodding in full run.